Okay, so today we'll be discussing the halachic topic that revolves around minhagim, customs, and bali tshuva. I recently gave a shiur on the laws of changing your nusach of davening. And I got a couple people asking me shilas about their personal nusach, where their family is this way, and they're different, and so on and so forth. And a lot of the shilas are revolving around the basic issue, and that is, what does a bali tshuva do when it comes to minhagim? What I mean is like this. Let's say you have someone whose family originally is Sephardi, right? So they're originally, their family is Sephardi, but their parents weren't religious. And their grandparents maybe weren't religious. So they weren't religious, they weren't raised religious. Again, they're Sephardi by blood, but practically they didn't keep any halachas or minhagim of Sephardim because they weren't observant. And they went to yeshiva, and maybe a Chabad rabbi was makarav him, or maybe an Ashkenazi rabbi is makarav him. And the question is, what is their minhagim? See, last time we talked about Nusach of Davening. Nusach of Davening might be a little different. There's a whole shiur, I'm sure you can find that online. We're talking now about when it comes to Minhagim. So let's say this person is Sephardi by blood. So let's say they would eat rice on Pesach. But they were Chayze B'tshuva. They became religious in the environment of Hasidim, or in the environment of Chabad, or in the environment of Ashkenazim, in an Ashkenazi yeshiva. So the question is, where do they get their minhagim? Do they follow their rabbeim's minhagim because they're the person that was makar of them and brought them to Torah mitzvahs? You know, there's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Kol Malamed Es Ben Chaver Torah Kilu Yoldei," that if you teach someone Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. So, you know, I could see someone saying that if, let's say, Chabad rabbi was makar of you, then he's your parent halachically, meaning not obviously not halachically for kibud avim purposes, but he's your parent when it comes to minhagim, and you should follow the minhagim of Chabad. Or do we say, although you were makar of through Chabad, or you know, to dugma ba'alma, any other type of difference of culture, let's say you were makar of through Ashkenazim, but because you're by blood, you're Sephardim, you follow the Sephardi minhagim and the Sephardi halachas. That's the shaila. Do you go by your family blood minhagim, or do you go by the Rav who was mashpia you and brought you to Torah mitzvahs? Now, I want to make this clear. This is only true if the parents weren't religious, meaning there was a break in the chain, where let's say the grandparents were religious, but the parents weren't, so there was a break, and then this child became observant through Chabad, so on and so forth. So the question is, you know, does that break mean that he should follow Chabad, or does he go back to the family's minhagim? But if someone's family was religious, his parents were religious, his grandparents were religious, and then he went off the derech for a couple of years and now came back, there's no possibility that he should be doing anything other than his family's minhagim. There was no break in the chain. He broke the chain and he fixed the chain, so then there's no shaila. The shaila is dafka in a situation where the parents weren't religious, and the question is, does that break the minhagim mesaira, the minhagim chain? And what does he do for halach, again, for minhagim? So, to be honest, in my opinion, there's three shitas. I believe that there are three opinions amongst the Paiskim. The first is Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Yod Simen Tes. And Rav Avadya Yosef was asked the following shaila. He had an Ashkenazi who went to Eretz Yisrael, who wasn't religious. Again, his parents weren't religious. And he became religious through Sephardim. So the question is, does he follow his family's blood Mesaira, which would be Ashkenazic minhagim, customs? And by the way, even within Ashkenazim, you could have, you know, German and waiting an hour if you're Dutch and so on and so forth. So does he follow the Ashkenazi Mesaira? Or because he became religious through Sephardim, he should follow the Sephardi Mesaira? So before I get into his answer, I just want to make one hakdama to understand it. The halacha is that when it comes to a convert, when a person converts, obviously he doesn't have any halachas or minhagim. He's a newborn child without any parents. So what does he do for minhagim? So it used to be very simple. It used to be, you know, America and even within Israel, things got a little more complicated. But it used to be in Europe. Let's pick a place like Belz. Belz was a Hasidish shtetl in Europe. It was a Hasidish town. And there was no one in that town other than Belz Hasidim. If a person converts in a city where there is one custom and one halachic approach, you follow that approach. Meaning if someone converted in Belz 150 years ago, he couldn't say, well, I'm going to be Sephardi. No, that's not how it works. You have to follow the minhag hamakom. And it could be the same thing if you converted in Tashkent or whatever, Izmir, all the places of the Sephardi kihilas, then you have to be Sephardi. Obviously, though, in New York, And in Eretz Yisrael, things are a little more complicated because in New York, there is no minhag ha-makom. On one block, on one street corner, you have Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, Litvaks, everything. So what does a person do? So the general assumption is that when it comes to a convert, they in New York, when they convert, so you could either say that they choose, Mestama, they can choose. I think it would make a little more sense. The most Rabbanim would say that, yes, they could choose, meaning if they would like to be follow the Sephardi approach, that's fine, because there are Sephardi kehilas in New York, so that's fair. I think that the most Rabbanim would endorse following the Rav who converted you. Usually when someone converts, they're connected to a certain rabbi. It would make more sense to follow that Messiah. But again, a convert will have to ask a Shaila. Just making it clear, just completely on the side, parenthetically, a convert cannot just choose different things. I've spoken to people that were converts that they thought they could be Sephardi for rice and they could be Dutch for waiting an hour. That's not how it works. You got to go with one and run with it. So a convert can probably choose, especially in New York, when there's so many different minhagim. But in Bells, 150 years ago, a convert would have to pick the minhag ha-makom. Rav Yosef has a shita, which he talks about in Yichav Adas Chelek Hei Simin Lamed Gimel, which I'm not getting into right now, and that is, Eretz Yisrael is a Sfaradi kehila. That's his shita. Obviously, a lot of Ashkenazim might roll their eyes at this, but that was his shita, that Eretz Yisrael as a whole is a Sfaradi kehila, even though there are many Ashkenazim. I'm recording this in Yerushalayim, and I'm looking at a lot of Hasidim as I'm saying this. But that was his shita. It might have to do with the fact that the Beis Yosef was the Meir D'Asra of Eretz Yisrael at the time. It might have to do with, you could look into the history, there was a good 100 years where there were no Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim, and maybe that affected, I'm not 100% sure why, but that's his shita. He feels that Eretz Yisrael is a kehila of Sfaradim, and therefore he writes that if someone converts in Eretz Yisrael, it would be like converting in Belz 150 years ago, that you should follow the minhag of the Sfaradim. Okay, that's his shita. Fine. But he writes over here the following line. Ve'af kan, Rav Avi Yosef says, that's all by converts. What about a Baal Tshuva whose parents weren't religious? So Rav Avi Yosef feels that a Baal Tshuva whose parents aren't religious is like a convert. Ve'af kan, me'achar shehoirov le'nogu b'shmiris tari mitzvahs. Since the parents were not shomer tari mitzvahs, kikotan shenoylu dami linizeh. He's like a new child. He doesn't have a mesira. He's like a convert. It was a break. Befrat sheidei hashpos chochma svardi shum detayr bechzir b'tshuva nog far k'minig alachas svardin, and specifically because he became religious through a svardi rav, ein loy lachsel l'masayrus ashken as vatam he should not go back. Me'afshe hufsaku misayruzoy deharim shloshem tayr mitzvos. Meaning, Rav Avi Yosef holds that when someone's parents aren't religious, there's a break in the misayra of minhagim, and whoever was chayzu you b'tshuva, that's the person, that's the minhagim that you should follow. So if, according to Rav Avi, now Rav Avi was talking about an Ashkenazi who didn't have a Messiah, whose parents weren't religious, and he became religious through Svardim, but Lechora, his rationale, would apply the opposite also. If you have a Svardi whose parents weren't religious, and he became religious through Ashkenazim, through Chabad, whatever the case may be, according to Rav Avi Yosef, you Mestama would have to follow the Minhagim of your Rav, because he feels that when parents aren't religious, that's a break in the Messiah chain, and that's the Rav Avi Yosef's opinion. And that's not just Rav Avadia, it's also the opinion of the Tshuva's Beis Avi. In Chelek Dalet Simen Nun Dalet, he writes the following, Hecha da'aviv ba'avosenu harabim ein yashomer Torah, that if your parents, unfortunately, are not keeping, not observant, Rak ish acher loymed imay u'machnis liyadus l'shemar Torah mitzvahs, and another rabbi was the person who helped you get on the direct path of keeping Torah mitzvahs, b'zehu odif yoyser v'yoyser m'raviv, then he's better than your father, and you, and he's the minhagim of that rabbi is what you should keep. That's also the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita in Shuvos Hanhagos Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Nun Dalet. He writes that oisam shechziru oisam etshuva haimilgavi zeh kavoisav, that the person who brought them back to religious life is like their parents. And because he's close to this rabbi, yomargish etzlam kurva ka'ava, and he feels close to him like a father, he has to follow the minhagim of the rabbi. He writes similarly in Simen Shin Samach Tes, he was asked about a Baal Tshuva whose parents weren't religious, but they were Yekka. They were Yekka by blood, and Yekkis wear tefillin on Chol Moed. So by blood, even though his parents weren't religious, so they never actually did it, but by blood, he would wear tefillin on Chol Moed. But he doesn't want to. He's around, he's in yeshiva, he's around people that don't wear tefillin on Chol Moed. So what does he do? So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, Avrich ze hayrev mechali Shabbos beferhesia. This person whose parents were not keeping Shabbos and they weren't religious. V'lochin ein loy minog mibayis. He does not have minhagim. As rabbi shloim de Torah hu aviv. And therefore, he should follow the minhagim of his Rebbe. So what we have over here, the first opinion is, Ravad Yosef, Ramay Shesternbach, Trubis Beis Avi, and that is that if a person's parents aren't religious, he does not have minhagim. He does not have a mesorah of minhagim. And what he should do is he should follow the minhagim of the Rebbe who was chayzer him b'tshuva, or the yeshiva where he became religious in. That's what he should do. Now, that's the first opinion. Now, the reason why this is a very interesting opinion is because the way it works, just take it for a second. Let's take it back for a second just to clarify something. Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, the Moshe Isselin. The Sfaradim follow the Beis Yosef. Why is it that Sfaradim follow the Beis Yosef? You have a Sfaradi who's born in Florida, right? All of a sudden, from the moment that he's born, he has to follow the Sfaradi Minhagim, because his father was Sfaradi, and his father, grandfather was Sfaradi, and so on and so forth. Why is it that they follow the Beis Yosef and Ashkenazim, myself, we follow the Ramah? It's not because the Sfaradim feel that the Beis Yosef was smarter than the Ramah. And it's not because the Ashkenazim feel that the Ramah was smarter than the Beis Yosef. These people, you know, once you're in the Hall of Fame, it doesn't really, you know, there's no greater. They were both the same level of greatness. So why is it that we follow the Ramah and Sfaradim follow the Beis Yosef? And Gronix follow the Groh? And Chabad followed the Balatanya. Why is that? The answer is, it's all Ashkenazim got together, so to speak, and they said that we are following, it's the equivalent of like an entire kehila getting together and saying, we're going to follow the opinion of the rabbi of the community. And you have the right to do that. And we're going to follow him thick and thin, lahaka lahachma. So all the Sfaradi men, so to speak, it's not like this actually happened. It might have actually happened, but probably not. It means that all the Sfaradim got together and decided that we will forever follow the Beis Yosef. He is our community rabbi forever. And all the Ashkenazim got together and said, we will forever follow the Minhagim of the Ramah because he's our community rabbi. And that's the same thing that happened with the Gra. If that's the case, then it's very funny to say that if someone, you know, becomes not religious for one generation, then the Messiah is broken. Because it's like, let's say you have a grandfather who's Sfaradi, right? So he's religious and he's Sfaradi, so he follows the Beis Yosef because he's his Rav. He has a child. That child is not religious. So to say that the Messiah is broken, but it's not like every child at the age of 13 has to accept the Beis Yosef. You accept the Beis Yosef because you were born into that community of Sfaradim, where there is this assumed connection to the Beis Yosef. So it's very funny. I don't know if I'm being 100% clear, but what I mean is that it's not something that you personally have to accept upon yourself. You're being born into this community, and this community accepted the Beis Yosef as their Rav. So to say that the Messiah is broken because one generation wasn't religious is a very interesting thing, because I would just assume that if you're born into it, you're born into that community. It doesn't matter what you accept or what you don't accept. It doesn't matter your religious level. You are, just by being in that community, you've accepted that. There's the Mechaber writes in Siman Reish Yud Daled, Im kol b'nei ha'ir kiblu linug be'ezeh chumra, if an entire community accepts a certain halacha, az gam zarim tzrichim linug kein, then their children also have to accept it because you're part of that community. So to say that if, let's say, a Chabad person, right? So he's a chain of Chabad Yidden. Unfortunately, one generation wasn't religious. To say that because they weren't religious, then the Messiah is broken, yeah, but he was still born into the Chabad community. That should be enough. What's the difference what he does? Okay, that's a question that I always had. Anyway, but you have the opinion of Ravad Yosef, Visiatoi, Ravad Yosef and his people who agree with him, and that is that the Messiah is broken. I had a question on this, and that is that I thought it was interesting that the Messiah could be broken, considering it's not really something you have to accept upon yourself. It's just it's more by being part of a community. It's not really up to you. It's just a matter of where you are. So to be honest with you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach really held this way. This is the second view, and that's Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Halicha Shloime, Perek Hey, Oislamet Zayin, writes the following. He was asked about a Baal Tshuva when it comes to Minhagim. And his opinion is that the Baal Tshuva has a choice. He can either follow his Rebbe if he feels very close to his Rebbe, or he can follow his family's Minhagim. Meaning, unlike Rebbe Vadya and the first opinion who holds that the chain is broken, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that the chain's not necessarily broken. You could choose. You could choose whatever you'd like. You could choose to follow your community Rav, who brought you to the religious life, or you can follow your family's Messiah. These are his words, though. Even a Baal Tshuva whose parents weren't religious, Mistavir Shetzarech Lechachila, then a Kamenig Beis Havaisav. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lechachila, initially you should probably follow your family Minhagim. Why? So he says two reasons, but his second reason is the one that I mentioned before. Minig Avis Havikain Kabbalah L'Dairis. Following the Beis Yosef, following for Svardin to follow Svardi Minhagim, that's a Kabbalah, that's an acceptance for generations. And therefore, even if someone wasn't religious, why does that mean that he left the community? It just means that he wasn't observant. But who said that he left the community? Rav Shlomo Zalman is basically saying the same point, and that is, I was saying Rav Shlomo Zalman's point, and that is that minhagim is, it's community-based, and therefore it's accepted l'dairis. So who cares that the parents weren't religious? You should still follow your family's minhagim. But he does say, "Imu kosher l'ravu sviva shetzilu oisiv azil mutav." Rashi spalkim minhagim deray oisim kili yald oisim. So it says Rosh Hashanah, should you follow your family's minhagim? Yeah, but if you want to follow your rav's minhagim, that's also fine. So you have his Rav Avadia who says that you have to follow your rebbe's minhag. You have Rosh Hashanah Zalman who says that basically you have a choice. So that's a second opinion, and there's really a third opinion, and that's Rav Scheinberg. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg zatzal. Big tzaddik, who started in New York, but he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So I came across, many years ago, about 10 years ago, I came across a kuntras, Shoyalim B'tshuva, that I always, I think was put up by, I want to say NCSY, but I don't know if I'm mistaken. It might have been a different organization, but I believe it was NCSY, where they sent Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg like 30 shilas regarding Kiruv, and he gave his answers. And I was in Florida once, and someone, I remember I was working on my first sefer on shilas that are involved for those in Kiruv and Makar B'Yamin, and someone showed me this kuntras, and I didn't have a copy machine on me, so what I did was I sat down and I rewrote all the ones that I found interesting. I have charata, I didn't write the whole thing down. To be honest with you, if anyone's listening to this, I've been trying to get my hands. I think it should be kedai to reprint it. If anyone, probably the YU library, probably they have everything. But if anyone has it, I think it's such a kedai thing to try to reprint if you could. But anyway, so in this kuntra, Simon Zion, he was asked the following shaila about minhagim and about tshuva. So we quote Rav Avadia who says that you have to follow your rebbe. We quote Rav Shlomo Zalman that says basically you have a choice. And then you have Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg's opinion is that if the minhagim of the community still exists, meaning if it's the Sephardi community, which still exists, Ashkenazi community, you have to follow your family's minhag. Im aviv ba mekila sheminhagim nishakayim, if your family is from a community that still exists, gan shelichar v'akila, meaning that the Baruch Hashem, the Kiila wasn't wiped out. Meaning Dutch Jews, Baruch Hashem, there's still a Dutch community. Sephardi Jews, Baruch Hashem, there's still a Sephardi community. Ashkenazi Jews, meaning, so if your family is from Ashkenazim, then Afal Pisha Avvein Asher Tar Mitzvahs, even though your parents were not religious, Chayiv L'Hachzik B'Minig Beis Avaisav, you're obligated to follow your family's Mesaira. It doesn't matter what your Rebbe, who was Mechayzi B'Tshuva, you have to go back to your family's Minhagim. And that's the opinion of Rav Scheinberg. And to be honest, it's not just Rav Scheinberg. It's Rav Yaakov Hillel also Shlita in Tshuvas Yeshav Ayam Chela Gimel Simin Yud. He writes the following: Lazois Ashiv, this is what I hold. Ki Kvar B'Meshach Kamashanim, for many years, Darki Lahiris, my opinion is always to say, L'chachila Hatoyv Anochem L'snadik V'Minig Avisein, they should follow their families Minhagim, even if the parents weren't religious. Afilu Ma'avis Lehoi Shemitar Mitzvahs. And even if they became religious through a rav that was not from their family's minhagim, their family was Sephardi and they became religious through Chabad. And even if they become religious in a yeshiva and they're still in a yeshiva that's not like their family's minhagim, they should always go with their family's Masaira. That's the opinion of Yaakov Hillel. Now, obviously, if it's extremely complicated and they have a hard time, that's a different shaila. But if they're able to, says Rav Yaakov Hillel, they have to follow their family's minhagim. So what we have over here, you have, by the way, before I summarize, I just want to mention one thing. It's not for now, but Rav Hershel Schechter Shlita, in Kovitz Beis Yitzchok, Lamed Tes, for anyone who's, it's kedai to see, in the Kovitz Beis Yitzchok 39, the Kovitz Lamed Tes, he has a whole discussion on this, and he's mechalik between minhagim and halachas, it's not for now. But what we have over here is like this. We start off with a shaila. If someone's from a family lineage, let's say they're originally Ashkenazic, but their parents weren't religious, and they became religious through a Rav that was not from their family Masorah, meaning they became religious through Sfardim, through Chabad, through Bells, through whatever, something that's not from their family blood. What do they do? So we have three opinions. Rav Avad Yosef and Rav Moshe Sternbach say that they should follow the minhagim of the Rebbe who was Chayza B'tshuva, that when the parents weren't religious, the Masorah is broken and they do not have family minhagim. That's the opinion of Rav Avad Yosef. The opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman is that they could either choose their family's menhagim or their rabbeim's menhagim. And then you have Rav Scheinberg and Rav Yaakov Hillel that they have to follow their family's menhagim because they're born into a community, and it doesn't matter what their parents did, the community still exists, and they're part of that community, and that's how they have to follow. I think that obviously you should speak to a Rav, and I think it goes without saying that Gadol HaShalom, peace matters more than anything else. So even if you follow Rav Avad Yosef and you don't follow your family's minhagim, but to argue with your parents, to do something in front of your parents that you know would upset them, that's not like them, obviously that's not so appropriate. And you have to have Seichel HaYashar to know what to do and what not to do, but you should speak to a Rav. But these are the basic three approaches according to the Paiskim. For any questions, you can contact me at avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com. This actually whole simon today was, the whole shir today was from Makarbi Min Chelik Beis Simon Gimel. So I can try to send you the tshuva if anyone contacts me, if you'd like to see the mefarshim inside. But again, avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.